I've decided to try to mini podcast via Audioboo, and this is my first recording. And I decided to read just a little bit from the first draft of the first chapter of the book called To Be Me, which is a book that I am currently in the process of writing. So this is the first draft of the first chapter, and only the first few paragraphs. Enjoy. Called. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And what a grand beginning it was. Just imagine the utter darkness, devoid of anything at all, and suddenly a great big bang as a voice with the sound of a million choirs boom out into the darkness. The very sound of that voice of creation commanding light into being. There is light, and suddenly the light was. The sound echoes around in the infinite void, and now so does beams of potent light, pregnant with creative energy and possibility. Like an orchestrated show of sound and light for no one's benefit in particular. It exists for the sake of its own existence. Then suddenly, in the midst of this massive chorus, comes new, undulating themes, broad strokes of light and harmonious words spoken by a voice so filled with power that every syllable shapes reality as it becomes a composition of wondrous harmonies. The nascent light forms into shape, the shapes form celestial bodies and beings. The chorus is joined by infinitely younger voices, as clear silver bells ringing out in joyous harmony with the ongoing symphony. A million new voices adding to the cosmic chorus, new melodies, each distinct, clear, and with quirky personality. Some somber and foreboding, filled with promise and power. Some joyful ditties, alive and sparkling with creative light. On and on and on this creative concerto goes, movement after movement. Throughout time it has lasted, and the dance still continues, in a brilliant performance that ebbs and flows throughout all of life, and in all that is created. This is the beginning of our world, but also to a large extent the beginning of us. God creates everything. It is not something that happened once upon a time, in the beginning, and then it was suddenly done. No. Creation is an ongoing process. We see it every spring as all of creation is infused with new life and strength. We see it in the ongoing evolution of the animal life on our planet, the ongoing evolution of society, philosophy, and religion. The text in Genesis 1:1 could better be translated as, "When God began creating the heavens and the earth, and the Creator has never stopped creating."